First, read a letter from 10 Downing Street, written a few days ago. I'm honoured to provide a few words for the unveiling of a statue of able seaman Albert Vacenzi, VC. At just 19 years of age, Albert demonstrated tremendous courage during the Zeebrugge raid of 23rd April 1918, when he was part of a storming party that suffered heavy losses. Despite being severely wounded himself, he fought on and continued to advance valiantly, often exposing himself to great danger. His award was historic. Not only was he the first sailor from London to be awarded a Victoria Cross, but he was also the first to be chosen as a result of the votes of his brothers in arms. It was fellow members of the assault and seamen from other vessels who asked for this recognition of Albert's extraordinary heroism. Tragically, Albert died 3 months after receiving his decoration, just 1 week before the end of the First World War. Like so many others, he was unable to witness the hard-won peace that his brave actions had helped to achieve. This statue will stand as a monument to his life. I should like to congratulate members of the Stansfield, Oxford and Bermondsey Club for raising funds to erect a memorial in recognition of Albert's extraordinary valour. As I've said before, our centenary commemorations should capture our national spirit in every corner of the country. This statue of Albert, standing near the very street where he grew up, is a fitting and enduring legacy to both his bravery and that of his comrades. David Cameron, October 2015.